I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 30. The Ferrari 333 SP Sports Prototype Car, number 30, Momo. Oh, I love the Momo. Momo car. Driven by such sports car greats, Giampiero Moretti, founder of the Momo company, Dr. Giampiero Moretti. He had Wayne Taylor, Alessio Salazar, Mad Max Pappas, and other luminaries driving that car. The car ran from 1994 through 2003 in, I guess, IMSA, whatever you want to call it back in the day. But USRRC, all that mess. Anyways, but First sports car Ferrari that you could buy for $1 million, key turn. They raced throughout the world. Did not have success at Le Mans, like the 499.
Yeah.
But still a sexy sounding car and a sexy looking car. I think that would be a car if I won Powerball. I'd probably want to have that in my garage, just for kicks. Just stand around it. All right.
Yeah.
This is probably a momentous show.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the first time all season we don't have to talk about NASCAR. We're on hiatus.
Outside of the off season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, in season, but we're on hiatus.
Yes, yeah.
We're also on hiatus for IndyCar.
Uh-huh.
Boo.
Yeah.
We did have Formula One. We did have the Fanatec series at the Nürburgring. Kind of watching the highlights of that right now. On the short course, because it was the
Grand Prix course.
Let me get that right. Yeah. We don't run in a Grand Prix, even though we have one of the largest German manufacturers in Formula One.
It's going to be two.
Even though they're like based in Britain, England, Britannia.
Yeah, but soon there will be another
one. Yeah, based in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah. So that means that the...
We won't be in Stuttgart and we won't be in Ingolstadt.
It means the...
is it Stuttgart?
The Austrian team will be the de facto German team, right?
Who's the... Yeah. I mean, it's like they do have like a... Hamra Marko, isn't he German?
I'm sure there's plenty of German.
I think Helmut is Helmut. I think he is of Germanic descent.
No. Well,
how do you know?
Hold on.
I mean, the sad thing I know about him besides this is he lost an eye in a Formula One race. Terrible.
He's Austrian. He's from Graz.
This will get me in trouble. I'm not going to say it.
Let's look in the history.
Was he on the other side of the Sound of Music?
I don't know.
He wasn't on the Von Trapp side.
Where is Graz? We're doing a history lesson. Or not.
Graz?
Geographical.
Aren't those the guys that used to kill you guys in Formula SAE?
Yeah,
they were good.
They're top team.
Yeah. Were you guys top team? Like American? Top team, American.
Graz is very close to Hungary.
Oh, Hungary. Oh, like the Budapest. Wow, did not know that. That's interesting. All
right,
cool.
Actually, Graz looks like it's like right in between Munich and Budapest.
Wow, that's the Wow, World War II went rolling right through there, kind of like where it went rolling through at Spa, Francorchamps.
Yeah.
That is, if people don't know that, that is essentially where the Battle of the Bulge was fought. Radeon. All those towns, like, they're in it. Like, if you watch the HBO series, Band of Brothers, or read the book, all those towns. I mean, it's like all around there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Spada's pretty inland.
It is, yeah. Uh-oh. I'm going to get in trouble with the F1 website here. I don't know what they're doing to me. They're shutting me down? Nope. Okay. Click on something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we'll talk Formula One. Spa. Controversy. Cheating.
Cheater.
And then news and notes. Could be a quick one. A lot of news.
Yeah. A
lot of news. A lot of controversial news.
Speculation.
Formula One. Mm. Not much anywhere else.
Well, and then we preview Road America.
Oh, right. Yeah, unfortunately, because we're on hiatus in Formula One, but this is a true hiatus.
Yes.
Right. There's also a few nuts out there that need some racing fix. There is a see, there's a 4 or 6 hour race on the Nordschleifer this weekend.
Yes.
As part of the VLN. I don't know, whatever it is, series, mm-hmm. the VLN, but yeah, which is always fun. That's great stuff at like 5 in the morning on Saturday if you don't want to watch fencing.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right.
Wait, what do you mean? You don't want to watch? You haven't been watching fencing on the Olympics?
No, I'm really hooked on handball, though. I've determined that this is the sport of the century, and this is where LeBron James goes, because the amount of flopping that occurs in it at times is amazing. And he'd be really good at it.
I like watching ping pong and badminton.
Ping pong was interesting. The serving in ping pong is driving me up the wall. The badminton's always crazy, though.
Yeah, I like the badminton. Badminton's entertaining. There was a couple of volleyball sets.
Indoor or outdoor? We're doing women's outdoor right now. Oh, no, they're doing men's, too.
There's been a couple.
Did you know that the Dutch are very good at volleyball, both beach and indoor? I did not know that.
Yeah,
the Orange Army's out in force.
They're tall.
They're tall, right. Well, Max is tall.
Yeah.
Ish. Tallish. I mean, he's taller than Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we'll let's get on to Spa-Francorchamps. It's the race before the break. And as predicted on the Red Mist podcast last week, Max did take an engine.
Yes, he did.
And then he, from Snopley, did exactly what we thought we'd do. Go out, get the pole. Mm-hmm.
In the wet.
Start 11th. So that was...
On track there?
Yeah. Pretty much we were on track there. Sergio got promoted to the front row.
Yes.
Next to
Leclerc. Yeah,
was it Leclerc?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they were followed by, was it Georgie?
No, it was Lewis and then Piastri.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then we had the start, and it went downhill from there for Sergio, essentially.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I mean, there were some battles, but I mean, Lewis took it to him going through Eau Rouge up to Radeon, and then and he just went backwards. And the defining moment came when Max passed him and then pulled out a 14 second gap.
Yeah, that was. I mean, I can't remember if they swapped strategies around or whatever, but regardless, Max finished.
Okay, now this is adjusted because we'll get to it. Max finished fourth, 8.7 seconds behind the winner. Sergio finished 43 seconds
No. You have to. He made an extra stop for fastest lap.
Oh, because he made the pit stop for fastest. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so if I deduct 20 seconds from that,
yeah, we'll go with 20.
All right. He finished 23. He finished 15 seconds behind Max.
Okay.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. we'll get on to Sergio. So let's get to the race. I give credit to Mercedes for the alternate strategy.
Mm-hmm.
However, this was brought up in the truck, in the briefing room before the race, by none other than Sir Lewis Hamilton. Lewis indicated that he would like to go one stop and was summarily shut down. And the thought there was that both cars would make two stops, go medium heart rate.
Yeah.
And then go, what, take another set of tires? Yeah, because
you would take mediums or hards. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were going to go two stops, and that was it. During the race, you know, Lewis is going, I think I'm okay, after he made his pit stop to get the junk mediums off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Good to go. Yeah, okay. You know, and then they call him in. Yep. And then Georgie Porgy, Toto Jr., goes, I'd like to stay out. Oh, go right ahead. So they let him stay out. Now, good job on the strategy. And, you know, George goes whipping through and wins the race.
Yeah.
Lewis gets out and it's like, how the F that happen?
I know.
Because they never told Lewis, like because if he pitted, he was going to be behind Lewis, he'll never would have caught him. Lewis, you must pit the car.
Dude.
Christian, you must pit the car.
Yeah.
We had a technical snafu.
Technical?
So Lewis gets out and is like, how's this happen? So needless to say, he's a little PO'd. And Piastri's like, okay. Finished third.
Yeah.
We had Leclerc in fourth, Max in fifth. Mm. And Lando, for some reason, no dice this weekend.
That was McLaren's fault.
Again. They hosed him.
Yeah.
Okay, great. This is good.
They kept him out too long.
Jesus.
Because again, it seemed like uncertainty of what they wanted to do.
So this McLaren stiffed Lando again.
Yeah, they kept him out a couple laps extra to try and get the
undercut.
No, the tire advantage at the end.
All right.
Just a better pace towards the end of the stint, and it didn't really work. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. They realized where they were and how the race was unfolding, because everyone kind of realized the wear isn't as bad as what they predicted.
Yeah.
So then now they have to tell Lando, all right, you got to catch up now. So he does that. He catches up, and then comes to the last pit stop cycle. He gets behind Max, but then Red Bull tells Max, "We're happy for you to push it until the end, no problem." But in this case, Max is on the mediums, whereas Lando's on the hards at the end. So McLaren went medium, hard
yeah.
for Lando. I think they did the same with Piastri, but Piastri just had better. No, I'm sorry. Piastri, because of his track position, stayed out longer in his second stint.
Gotcha.
Because he had clean air, and the clean air really helped him.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so with Lando's longer first stint, I thought maybe he'll try and do a one stop with the rate he was going, because he already lost so much time. And then if we swivel over to Ferrari, I was really happy with them, because they split the strategy with the first stint, and they put Sainz on the hard and they put Leclerc on the medium. And I figured let signs push as long as possible, like no problem, let him do his thing. And then they ended up two stopping signs, and I was like, that was a waste of a day for him. So, but yeah.
Wow.
McLaren.
It's at this point, it's growing pains.
Yeah.
They'll figure out how to win, but in the meantime.
Will that be after they figure out how to sign drivers and?
Actually, speaking of that, that there was news that came out on that.
I saw that.
Which we can get to.
I later. Saw that article. I'll let you talk about it.
But the
so race ended.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Podium interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I put on after I on my rewatch. I decided to go to the post race show. And I skipped the post-race show and went to Ted's Notebook because
mm-hmm.
both F1 and Sky were up. So I'm down to Ted's. So I'm watching Ted. Ted's roaming around going, there's a problem. Like, he goes down. He's down in the goes down. Then he comes back. He's talking to his journal friends. And they're all like, yeah, look at this. And they show the note saying, George, you got DQ'd. Then they go back down. The car's still in. Parked for me, still getting weighed. They took the tires off. They weighed it twice. Then they came back out, took the tires off, weighed the tires individually, and they weighed them on. They went around and weighed them on all four to make sure they got four different. You know, so they got what? Yeah. So all four tires got red on the same thing. So they wanted to make sure they were nothing was out. They wanted it on the weigh scale.
Yeah.
They used all four corners. Allegedly, it's the tires.
Well, but I think there's also a rule that you can swap the tires out for a new set.
Where?
Because if
in Parc Fermé?
Yeah, when they go
no,
to,
you can't touch the car.
Because Spa is a weird race.
No, right. They just come in afterwards. There's no pickup.
There's no pickup.
Yeah.
So this.
No, the tires were on the car.
I know, but I believe there's a rule where if you go around the track, when you do go around the whole track,
you can pick up the rubber.
And if you pick up too much.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch what you're doing. Yeah.
Then the FIA can say, put on a new set of tires.
Right. Well, that wasn't the case here because they go around the corner. They just come in the paddock. They come in the short end. Yeah. They don't come go around.
I mean,
it kind of sucks because the people in back don't get the.
I know.
Get the.
I know. It'd Anyways, be nice.
So they came in, did all this, he weighed it, and he was 1.5 kilos. Like
3 pounds.
3 pounds. Which, thankfully, some people actually got onto this and said, it equates to a 2-second advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So
over the course of the race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's essentially, and it had nothing to do. I think George had no clue.
No.
I don't even think the guys in Mercedes had a clue. They just thought the tires were working well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The other thing is, could the car have been not fueled? I don't know. I doubt it.
I was going to say. I mean, like, you can,
it seems
you
like
can
it
put
was.
This on the tires, but it...
I don't know. Something.
You're missing Anyways. 3 pounds. And
but the car, got weighed enough times to, you know, it was mm-hmm. And once they did the second one, he was dead. I mean, unfortunately, he was dead. So I feel, you know, that's the way it goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Toto was in full rage. So, anyways, what are you going to do?
I saw a picture of him. There's a picture of him on a chair on his phone texting, and someone put, he's sending a message to Horner. And like, this was when they got the 1-2, and they hadn't gotten disqualified yet. But it was like, to Horner, I changed my car.
Oh, okay. So Lewis got the win.
Yeah.
And then Oscar gets second, Leclerc third. Now Max got fourth, but what happened was Max finished ahead of Lando, minimized the damage on the points, and actually pulled ahead.
In the driver's championship.
Yes, in the driver's championship, he has pulled ahead.
Yes.
All right. So, So from a driving standpoint, we're on hiatus. No one in the factory can use... How did they announce the Sainz signing? They're not supposed to be doing anything email related, and there's not supposed to be news or anything. It's supposed to be like quiet time, pencils down.
It was yesterday morning.
This is as of Sunday night. It's supposed to be.
Like no. But when they made the announcement
on Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or well,
I'm just saying,
the other thing you could do is that you could probably set up those notifications to
like a bot
automate to go out at
Yeah,
like send an email at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, send it out. Make sure you spell check that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so we're on hiatus until the Dutch Grand Prix on August 25th. So that's what, 3 weeks?
Yes.
All right. So no. We got another week and a half, another 2 weeks of NASCAR. Is that what it is?
Just this upcoming weekend off.
Oh, and then they're back.
Then it's next week. Yeah, so you got 2 weeks off, though.
All right, so we got a full weekend off this weekend with them. But however, we get IMSA. All right.
Yeah.
But we have no driver picks this weekend, so.
No.
I'm not picking GTP cars.
No.
Because I couldn't tell you. I mean, I'd like to see who I'd like to think win, but it's not going to happen. All right, let's go to the standings real quick. Max has stretched his lead to 78 points. Leclerc is now 22 behind Norris. Piastri 10 behind Leclerc. Carlos is 5 behind. So if you give him the Ollie Berman 6, he'd actually be ahead. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
What about at least at 6?
Lewis has now come within 12. Sergio is 19 behind Lewis and 15 ahead of George.
However, had George not get disqualified,
how would have that looked?
He would have been ahead of Sergio.
Oof.
Because
that would have changed the driver the constructor standings too, huh?
How many is Mercedes behind Ferrari?
No, I'm just saying, like, if Sergio won, I mean, if George won and they were 1-2, they would have scored max points except for a fastest lap.
Yes, but how many points behind is Mercedes from Ferrari?
I haven't got there. I'm still in the driver's thing. We'll get there in a second.
Because they're still a bit ways far back.
That's too bad. The Hulk, anyways. The Hulk's two behind, The Hulk and Yuki are two behind Stroll.
Two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the constructor side of the fence. This is where it's intriguing. Right now, McLaren, if they go all in on one race, they could potentially pull ahead of... Or come close to pulling ahead.
They'll come close. They won't.
Come close. All right. Well, if there was a double DNF with Red Bull, I think they might.
Right now it's 52 points.
52. No, it's 34.
I'm sorry, 42. Oh, yeah, that's one weekend.
Yeah, one weekend. Ferrari is 21 behind. Again, could close that gap. Mercedes 34 and 45 is 79 behind. And then they still got a big gap. RB with a weekend pulled ahead of Haas.
Mm-hmm.
Haas is still well ahead of Alpine. Okay. All right. Let's move on to...
I got... One thing, one fun note that I did see is that apparently everyone that finished in the top 10 of this race at Spa, regardless of whether George got DQ'd or not, the top 10 were all Grand Prix winners. And that's, I think, the first time that's ever happened. So.
Wow. Very good. Yeah. There we go. Just real quick on the SRO front, from Nürburgring, Grasse Racing, Lamborghini won. That was with Jordan Pepper, Marco Mappelli, and Frank Pereira.
All right.
Fun stuff there. Just another note going into the VLN weekend. I'd like to announce a powerhouse team. Falcon Tire Team.
Yeah.
So they're adding a car. So they're putting Alex Lynn from Team Cadillac in the car. This will be Alex's first appearance at the Nürburgring in 6 years. So that's pretty cool. Who else are they adding? Where is it? When are they? I just hold on. Gotta switch websites. I love the guys at 365, but sometimes they don't. Oh yeah, here it is. You're gonna love this, Christian. Hold on. I had to go to Daily Sports Car to get it. Alex Lynn, Timo Glock, Nico Menzel, and Alessio Piccarello. The other car. The other one is. This is where it was. It was over here. The other car is. Yeah. Just unreal. Just unreal, that race. No, it's Glock. Oh, Glock and Menzel in one car, and Lynn and Piccarello are in the other. Sorry. That's what it is. Okay, sorry. There was a little out of line there. Anyways, okay. All right, that's all I got for sports car news, other than we got a full weekend at Road America this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, GTPs.
I will be catching up on that over the weekend.
IMSA Pilot Challenge.
Throughout the weekend, let's put it that way.
Porsche Cup and Mustang Challenge.
Yep. So. All right, let's move to the world of Formula One. Big news, suspense has ended. Carlos Sainz, off to Williams. He does have outs in case Red Bull or Mercedes are looking for a driver.
Okay.
So, good. I guess it's all right.
Yeah.
I think it's better than being at Alpine. And it's definitely better than being at Sauber at whatever, Audi. Because I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
You go from Seidel, who is very regimented, blah, 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 to Bonato, who, you know, smart guy and everything, likable guy, but it was a clown show at Ferrari.
Well, I mean, in some respects, it's not like they're doing any better. They're just not in the spotlight with the strategy right now.
Well, I'm just, it's car. I know, but it's just, I don't know. Anyways, and it's more so of the guy who took over the position above Seidel, because he asked the other guy, he brought Seidel in, and then Seidel's out. Yeah. And then they got this other guy, he knows Bonato, and I mean, if I'm Sainz, I don't want to drive. I think that might have been the last. I think that might have been the sticking point.
Yeah,
that might have been the last point. I mean, he probably didn't want to run there, so probably had a bad experience. Anyways, and then all right. Please don't burn this episode. But Sergio Perez will continue. I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to say for how long, because there's speculation everywhere that this could change. There was late breaking news, just as we record this, that there was pressure applied against Red Bull by Liberty Media to keep Sergio in the car because they didn't want to lose in Mexico. Now, this is what I'm going to... We get to... If the form continues, okay, and we get to Mexico, and they are potentially in third place in the constructor standings, which could potentially happen, even if Max was to win out, but the other teams, the drivers are doubling up on points more so than Sergio. And he... outside of winning there, or if he finishes off the podium, that's it. I think that's his last race.
Where?
Mexico. Yes. And what it'll be is once the team's out of there. So where do they go? They go to Mexico, then Austin, or Austin, then Mexico?
Checking. Formula One 2024 schedule.
Because F1 doesn't want, like...
No, they do...
Austin?
They do COTA, then Mexico, okay, then Brazil.
F1 doesn't want... They don't want to lose the Mexican crowd at COTA. They don't want to lose the Mexican crowd in Mexico if Sergio's not there. Okay? So, whatever.
Which... It's hard to go into that. I don't know. I find it kind of difficult at that point to just say, like, you're out for the last four races.
He should be gone now. That's my view.
I know.
I don't even know why they signed. I'm not a Checo fan. I'm not. The guy, he's soft. I hate to say it. The only person that's softer than him is Stroll. And somehow Stroll stays in the points. I have no idea how. But anyways.
Yeah.
He's soft.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I don't want him there. I'm just not a... He's just soft.
No, and I mean this... But this has been the concern with his driving of... There's a gap between him and Verstappen. And once the field closes up now...
Yeah, it's all on Max.
It's an issue now.
Yeah, and the field's closed up. And now they're dumping, and he's finishing behind. So the three teams that they're fighting with, okay, all three of those teams are putting drivers ahead of him. So they're putting six. They're putting their six drivers ahead of him. It's killing them in the points.
Yep.
I mean, if Red Bull's like, fine, we're just going to suck it up and we're going to go and get Max the points championship. All right, fine. The way that's the driver thing. That's a personal achievement. Mm-hmm. I get that the team does, but the driver's championship has always been the big thing,
Yeah, I understand there's a lot of money at stake with the constructors.
Well, it's not money, but going back into the, early days of Formula One in the 50s, it was always the constructors' championship. The driver was almost secondary. But now it's more the drivers, the big thing,
Oh, I thought it was always the other way around.
No, it was always a big deal, the constructors thing. I mean, the drivers thing was huge, but I mean, it's not. And if you look at the drivers thing, just real quickly, I mean, everyone can complain about Max and Lewis winning, but you go back in time, there were periods like when you had Fangio winning five championships, you had Jimmy Clark won. I mean, there were people winning. Lauder won a bunch, Senna won a bunch, Schumacher. I mean, like when you got into the period in the 70s, middle of the 70s there, when Mario won and some other folks, there were different folks that won. Jody Scheckter won. That was like the only time that it was like one-offs winning, I mean, so because the field was kind of even, but that, outside of Ferrari, everyone was running a Ford Cosworth except for the guys at Ligier who were running a Dimatra motor, So anyways, I think they're like fine, and they're just gonna can him. Like once the team's packed up and out of Mexico, he's dropped like a bad habit. And I wouldn't be surprised. Depending on where RB is in the points battle with Haas, if they bring Lawson in and they put Lawson in the Red Bull. The idea would be, I mean, ideally, honestly, I would love to see, I'd like to see him give Yuki a shot just to see what he could do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think Yuki might do better than Daniel. That's just my opinion.
Well, hold on. I gotta look this up. Yeah, I mean, the tough thing with the Red Bull situation is it's kind of clear that they don't want Tsunoda in the Red Bull car. Or in the top team. And which stinks because he has progressed, and like we've mentioned it before that, or at least I have, that, you know, Tsunoda is not just a Honda driver anymore. Like, he is putting up results, putting together races. Yeah. Like, it, he definitely has matured.
The unfortunate thing is he's tagged as the Honda driver.
Yes. And, I mean, right between him and, I mean, Tsunoda's ahead of Ricciardo in the points, and I mean, like, I want to say that, you know, Ricciardo is on this good form, but I mean, like, he, like, is, but he isn't. Like,
the last five races, he's been better.
But he hasn't. Like, he's only, or if you look at the last six, Ricciardo's been ahead of Yuki for four of them. So, I mean, it's not like he's, you know, miles away from Yuki. And I know at Hungary, he got hosed on a strategy call.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you look at the first half of the season, Yuki is finishing ahead of Ricciardo more often than not. And then when they, and then there was one race that they were, or I'm sorry, the first two races they were, they flip-flopped by one position who was ahead of each other. I mean, Ricciardo's had two retirements. Yuki's had one. They both DNF'd out of China.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's, they definitely seem pretty even. And it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season goes. Because, Ricciardo's definitely coming into form. Like, he, and this car is starting to score points pretty, that they're able to finish, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 races out of 14, they haven't scored points. So, I mean, that the car is finishing in the points pretty regularly at this point. But yeah, if Red Bull didn't have to stick with Tsunoda right now, then their issues would be resolved and they could mix match and move guys around, no problem. They wouldn't have an issue doing it.
Yep.
But if they put Ricciardo back up in that seat next to Max, then they look stupid, because how many guys are you going to give a second shot like that? And then you're just overshadowing Yuki at that point. But if you put Lawson up in there, then you overshadow Yuki as well. And it's, I mean, the five races that Lawson had at the end of last year, him and Yuki were pretty even on the results end of things. So, not that any of these guys are bad. I mean, it shouldn't be looked at, you know, you're not giving a guy a fair shot or whatever. Like, just put whoever in that you think is going to do well, because it's clear that Perez is not getting you it right now. No. So you could argue that no matter who you put up, it's, if you can do better than seventh or eighth, I'm sorry, if you can do better than eighth every week, then you're already doing better than what the trajectory is right now.
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, since Imola, Perez has not finished higher than seventh. And up until Imola, he was within the top five at the end of every race. So, I mean, it's two different sides of the season so far, and there's still another half to go.
All right.
Not to beat that dead horse, but
yeah. All right. So we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about Ocon getting the ride at Haas?
No. That came out after the show last week.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I'm a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's all you have to say.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm not
thrilled with it either. Yeah, so.
I don't.
Anyways.
You know what?
I would have thought Bottas would have been a better choice.
I think Bottas or Ricciardo would have been a better choice.
Well, it's if Ricciardo's out of a seat. We don't know.
Correct. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways, So that leaves Mercedes? No,
It's Mercedes, Sauber.
Oh, Alpine
and Red Bull.
Haven't.
And I'm sorry, RB. Racing Bulls.
RB, they haven't confirmed.
They haven't confirmed right. What they're going to do. I think Mercedes is.
I'm going to just say, I think Mercedes, it's really, they're waiting to see. I think they're waiting to see how the season goes. I think it's gonna come down, and it's going to be either they're going to talk to Max at the end of the season, mm-hmm. see if he wants to go. I think Max is going to play it out to the end of the season. I think that's what's happening. Max is going to play it out to the end of the season. If it's going to be Antonelli, there's no reason. What's the rush? Where is he going? Mm-hmm. Nowhere. You know?
I know. He could use another season in F2.
He could. Anyways, because he won't win the championship, so he won't be out of a ride. Mm-hmm. But if he's going to go into the car, then he's there. Alpine, right now it looks like Doohan.
Yep.
Is the choice, but we shall see. Sauber, no clue. I mean, it could be both. I mean, both houses could stay. I mean, the unfortunate thing, it looks like Zhou's out.
Yeah.
So that again. Well,
so for Alpine, I know Doohan is there.
What if if Sauber kept Bottas? Would you take Zhou?
Yeah, I would speculate Zhou is up for that C2 just because he used to be their academy
money.
Driver and they have money.
Money, yeah.
And not to put Doohan to the side, but yeah. I mean Alpine had put Zhou to the side for years when he was looking for a ride.
Yeah.
So. Because at that time, that's when they signed Alonso, and it was the big question was like, well, you're not even they haven't picked out of their academy driving, in years. So what's right. the point of even having that group?
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess that the same question is looming above that team's head right now too. But
all right. NASCAR news: Corey LaJoie's out at Spire.
Yeah,
it's there you go. Just trying to see if there's anything else.
I got nothing.
Really. Oh, what was the thing you wanted to talk about? So we come back to it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What did we say?
I forget.
I was trying to remember that same thing. I didn't want to bring it up.
Can't remember. All right. Of course, once we wrap this up, we'll know what it was.
Yeah.
All right.
IMSA this weekend looks like there is a small chance of rain on Sunday.
Excellent.
So who knows?
Excellent.
Otherwise, Saturday looks hot. 86 in the middle of the day.
The Michelin Pilot and a couple of support races.
And the tail end or the earlier side of qualifying.
Yep.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Oh. All
right. Let's see. All right. Other than that, we are kind of, I think, taking a break next week?
Maybe.
So we might, just because of the lull in motorsports, because we can catch up on the IMSA race the following week if we are off next week.
Oh, and have something to watch instead of NASCAR?
What, this weekend? Oh, no, the sports car racing this weekend.
No. Let's rephrase this. This weekend, we want to focus on watching the Olympics.
Why?
So then we can, I don't know, maybe. Want an excuse?
Oh, I mean, I'll watch the Olympics in between the race. But, I mean, I got to pick what I'm going to watch. I mean, see what happens. There's only 9,000 sports on. 9,000 Olympic sports, so we'll see what happens. Possibly tune into the VLN race.
Mm-hmm.
Could catch the IMSA race. I don't know. See what happens. Could be a busy day. No golf plan this weekend, so.
No.
All right. Anyways, on that note.
Good night. Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.